With Montana News, I'm Charles Bolte. A county in southeast Montana is issuing a new round of health orders after 24 cases of the COVID-19 illness were recently identified there through testing. Bighorn County also announced its first death from the illness on Friday. The county health officer's order allows health officials to quarantine or isolate people infected with or exposed to the novel coronavirus. It also reverts dine-in establishments, bars, and casinos back to 50% seating capacity and sets a 12:30 a.m. closing time, requires all businesses to check employee temperatures prior to shift starts, and requires employees at food service and hospitality businesses to wear masks. Bighorn County's restrictions come just days after the state entered into phase two of its economic reopening plan. Montana is reporting 53 active lab-confirmed cases of the COVID-19 illness. A couple dozen new cases were reported this week, an uptick from weeks prior. President Donald Trump says he plans to campaign in Montana in support of Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines' re-election bid. Daines is running against Democratic Governor Steve Bullock in a key battle that could help determine the majority party in the U.S. Senate. Trump tweeted Friday, quote, "So important for Montana, I'll be there to help Steve win big," end quote. Trump visited Montana four times in 2018 for rallies on behalf of Republican candidates, including Matt Rosendale in his unsuccessful effort to unseat Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester. Spring is the time of year when rivers run fast with a winter's worth of mountain snowmelt. YPR's Kay Erickson talked with the National Weather Service about the dangers lurking along the riverbank.
National Weather Service meteorologist Joe Lester says this is the time of year, climatologically speaking, when rivers run high and dangerous, even if they're not flooding.
The water is very cold. With bank erosion, you never know quite how stable or unstable a bank is, but there's always some bank erosion every spring, so we, you know, encourage people to stay off the river and also stay away from the river. Don't get up near the bank to try to see what's happening.
Although river levels are slowly receding, high water levels earlier this week at more than 10 fishing access signs in south central Montana prompted Montana's Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to restrict traffic to walk-in only. Those restrictions will remain in place until flood water recedes and repairs can be made. Lester says this weekend's forecast is for a chance of rain and thunderstorms, but those should not impact river levels. Next week's forecast calls for cooler temperatures, even in the lower elevations, with some snow possible above 8 or 9,000 feet. I'm Kay Erickson, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Western Montana weather forecasters are keeping a close eye on the potential for some powerful storms between 7 p.m. Friday evening and midnight. National Weather Service Missoula meteorologist Alex Lukenbeil says it's tough to pinpoint just how widespread these storms could be. Models, however, seem to focus on the I-90 corridor from Missoula to Lookout Pass, as well as the Flathead and Mission Valleys.
And they're going to be packing a punch if they do develop. Could see some isolated gusts of up to 70 miles per hour and some quarter-size hail.
The National Weather Service is also calling for severe storms in southeast Montana Saturday afternoon and evening. A separate round of powerful storms is possible Saturday afternoon east of Billings. A strong cold front barrels through western Montana Saturday afternoon. By Sunday, daytime highs could crash into the low 50s. Snow levels could drop to around 5,000 feet along the Continental Divide. Morning frost is a possibility Monday night into Tuesday morning from the divide into western Montana. That could threaten gardens and flower beds. Health officials say the results from wastewater sampling in West Yellowstone align with five new COVID-19 cases. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
On a press call Thursday, Gallatin County Health Officer Matt Kelly said recent wastewater sampling results show an increased amount of the novel coronavirus in the Gateway community.
The wastewater sampling does not currently help us know how many people may be carrying the virus, but it does establish an important baseline from which to measure results later this summer and fall.
Researchers from Montana State University have been working with the Gallatin City County Health Department to monitor the virus's particles in wastewater, which are mostly intact but are no longer infectious by the time they reach treatment plants. The concentration of the virus's genetic material indicates COVID-19's prevalence in the community. Kelly said wastewater sampling from Bozeman and Big Sky have not shown measurable amounts of the novel coronavirus as of Thursday. He said wastewater sampling is scheduled to begin soon in Three Forks. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
The Trump administration is moving forward with plans to scale back a century-old law protecting most American wild birds despite warnings that billions of birds could die. A draft study of the proposal released by federal officials on Friday says it could result in more birds dying after landing in oil pits or colliding with power lines or structures. The administration wants to end the government's longstanding practice of treating accidental bird deaths caused by industry as potential criminal violations. More than 1,000 species are covered under the law. The changes have drawn a backlash from groups representing an estimated 46 million U.S. bird watchers. The federal government's latest snowpack report is out, and heading into summer, it's a mixed bag for Montana. Edward O'Brien reports.
May's first 2 weeks saw near to slightly below average temperatures in Montana's higher elevations, as well as cool air and above normal precipitation in western Montana's river basins. Eastern Montana also received fairly normal precip. Lucas Zukowitz, a water supply specialist with the Bozeman-based Natural Resources Conservation Service, says that helped preserve the state's mountain snowpack.
We had a major change, though, happen during the last week of the month where we saw gradually increasing temperatures from pretty much the 24th or 25th through the end of the month.
Zukowitz says most NRCS snow reporting sites across the state recorded near, if not record-setting, high temperatures.
So we saw rapid snowmelt from the snowpack during that last week, which is one of those reasons that we saw such big increases in our river volumes during this last week.
One example, river flows in the Gallatin River Basin quickly reached 7,000 cubic feet per second, which is nearly double its normal peak flow for the year. That's a sign that in some locations, what's left of our mountain snowpack is rapidly peeling away.
The Bitterroot, the Jefferson, the Madison, and the Gallatin have really seen the most exacerbated melt during this last week. And we're seeing snowpack totals, which if we were to look back towards the beginning of the third week of May, were near normal or slightly below normal in the Jefferson and Madison, but above normal in the Bitterroot and the Gallatin. And we look at them for this date, and they've dropped 20 to 30 or even 40% of normal for June 1st.
Elsewhere in the state, snowpack remains near to slightly above normal. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center is calling for above average temperatures this summer and generally below normal precipitation. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Charles Bolte, and this is Montana Public Radio News.